Hey there, welcome back to Unlearning. We're Erica and Roxy, two friends who moved from the Philippines to Europe. Join us as we talk about our experiences abroad and unlearn what we thought was true about life and love. Enjoy! Hi, Roxy.
Hi. Let's get this. Bread.
Bread?
Haven't you heard of that saying, let's get this bread?
No. Oh. Is this a new Gen Z thing again that I missed out on?
No.
Okay.
I don't know where I heard it either, but let's get this bread. Yeah. Let's get this bread. It is a thing.
I've never heard of that. This is a very European thing. You would never say that in the Philippines.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think I got it from the Philippines either. Let's get this bread. Anyway, so I wanted to ask you about your relationship. Is there something that you thought wasn't normal in a relationship, but now that you've been in a long-term one for like around 3 years, you realize that, oh, it is actually fine and it is normal?
I have to think about that. Is it more like behavior? Or
anything really, behavior or like dynamics, shift in dynamics.
This is the first thing that came to mind. I always was whenever I argued with my exes before, I was always the screamer, essentially. Like, I would always scream, like, increase my volume. And my exes would always be, like, the calm down version. And I thought that should be the proper way to fight or to argue. And because I thought that, you know, I should be the screamer one, essentially, and my ex shouldn't, or my partner should be the calmer version. Because I should be, you know, the emotional one, whatever. But now with my partner, I just realized that it doesn't really matter about, I don't know, it doesn't really matter about who has the higher voice or who is screaming and who is not. I think at the end of the day, it's really how you communicate these things. There are moments where when I'm calm and his voice is louder. There are times when I'm just louder and he's calmer. And I think at the end of the day, it's really about how you discuss with each other and how you solve problems together. And as long as they're open to communicate, you know, their thoughts and feelings, I think that's the most important part. In the beginning, that was tough because he kind of leveled with my tone of voice, which made me even annoyed. And then I realized that, oh, he just has that certain kind of personality that he feels provoked when I scream at him, essentially, which then leads to a bigger fight, whatever. So now we kind of, you know, we don't really care. I don't care if he screams. For me, it's just like, okay, then let's talk like adults. As long as there's something better, good coming out of your mouth, then I'm fine. Yeah.
How can something good come out of your mouth when you're screaming?
I don't know. I mean, I think it's more of like, you just increase your voice, the volume of the voice, not necessarily that you're mad. Maybe because you want to be heard, or you, I don't know. I think for us, that's, I've never, yeah. Yeah. I have to think about what he said before. But yeah, I think it's more of like,
because I can't imagine, like, I love you so much, you know, like, I don't know.
I mean, let's say, why? What is happening? If that is the sentence, what is happening? And you say that out loud. It's not even bad. It's really more of like, he screamed with it.
Yeah, right, right.
It's not like, yeah, fuck you. Okay, that's bad. That never happened. But yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so it's more neutral statements that are louder.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry, guys. I don't think I would survive in your relationship.
I know. No.
Yeah.
Very, as other people call it, a passionate one.
No,
That's how I translate it.
I'm just extremely sensitive
Yeah.
to people who aren't calm. And it always makes me feel like I'm stupid and that I did something wrong. So that I've never shouted at anyone, I think, in
No, that's not
yeah.
your personality at all.
So yeah. Just hearing, just like imagining this the screaming is already like, oh, stressing me out. But anyway, not my relationship. So for me, like, I think I realized that a lot of the things that people don't normally discuss openly in public, especially, are things that I realized were normal for me. And you might also probably be like, what the fuck? And you
Like
might
what?
be shocked as well. Let's start with an easy one. Let's start with a small like thing. So in general, I am a very restless person, as you know. I always need stimulation. I always need new things. So it there has been moments and experiences wherein I just feel bored of being in a relationship. And I've told, Alessio, like, yeah, I'm getting bored now. Like our relationship feels too like standard. Like there's nothing new or nothing exciting. And I think that what is taboo or what was taboo for me before was the concept that this can actually happen, that relationships being in ruts are like not as heavy as they should be. Because I think when you hear that, people might be like, oh shit, they're in a rut. Like it's really bad. It's really serious. And I think for me, especially because of the way Alessio addresses it, it doesn't become so much of a big deal. It's not like the relationship is crashing down. It's he goes like, okay, so like what he did before was here are five things that we can do together to make you feel like not bored. What do you want to do? So it's very like normal, and it's not at all taken personally by him. So I really feel that it's given me a safe space to also feel like I can have those feelings, and that, yeah, it's just part of every, or not every, but part of our relationship. So that's one thing. I saw your face. Explain.
Our podcast listeners would never understand my face.
For everyone who did not see her face was like scrunching,
The
raised
fuck.
eyebrows, a bit judgmental. Like, explain.
Always judgmental. Also, I have a very expressive face, which I've heard a couple of times. I really try not to do it, but no, I mean, I was just, I know you're restless. You're a restless person, same as I am. I just never, I did, I don't think I knew about it. I guess I know about it, but not at this level that you explained it. Kind of like I'm bored in this relationship, essentially. I know you're bored in general. I know you get bored in general.
Yeah.
And I think you need to do exciting things for yourself and with Alessio. I just didn't know that it was straight up, I'm bored in this relationship kind of thing, which, yeah, if it's in a different relationship and not with your husband now, I don't think that will be taken as positively. But Alessio is Alessio. Yes.
I also read or heard that there is another love language called experiences. And I think it describes me. Wherein you, like, experiencing something new together is a way to, like, enrich and grow the relationship. And I think that when I miss that, I also feel like, what's happening? So so I think that that's probably it. It comes from, it's another love language.
Mm-hmm.
And Alessio being Alessio, who's also very happy with routine and things being the same all the time. That's where the that's where the, like, opposite stuff happens, and I start to feel disconnected.
I also feel like he's one of the most secure person I know. In a sense that if you said that to another man, you know what I mean? They would be like, what is wrong with me? Why do you feel bored with me?
Yeah.
You know? Versus Alessio is like, this is probably not with me. It's probably, you know, something else. It's just like, and he would probably say, you know what I mean? Like, he's also
It's my issue, not his.
Exactly. And I could imagine like other men would be like, what the fuck? Yeah.
I know.
It's annoying.
So another thing that I think I have in general, and this might also be something that actually it is something that I've heard other people experience as well. And I know for a fact that this is something that you don't experience.
So, I think I know what it is.
now I want to know if it is what you think.
No. But I will say if it's the same. I'm not gonna lie. Say it.
Okay. So it's being attracted to someone else. And when I say attracted, it's like getting crushes with real people, not celebrities. It's not like one of those hall passes stuff, but actually meeting someone in real life and then feeling a bit infatuated also. And I think this used to be taboo for me. I never thought it was okay to have those feelings and never thought that it was okay to say it as well. But the more I spoke about it, the more I realized I now know like three, four other people who like feel the same way. So I'm super, or when I first told Alessio about it, I totally also expected a more emotional reaction, but he was super calm about it. He was like, oh yeah, I mean, of course you're attracted to other people. You have eyes, you know, it's not like, and you have feelings. It's not like you can control that. And yes, which made me feel really secure in how I was, and that it's not something to be ashamed of, but I think it's even better to talk about it and like walk through those feelings. And I just feel like really safe overall. But I think this is definitely not something everyone would accept or be okay with. And if Tomas, for example, told you like he was attracted to someone else,
I would slap him, yes. Maybe, you know? maybe quote unquote, accidentally punch his balls, something. Yeah, accidentally though. So.
Yeah. But so for you it is taboo.
Yeah. Like, it's not that I don't think I think he can be attracted to other women or to other people, because I think that's also normal. Like, I think it's normal to find people attractive. But having a crush is something else. Did I explain that well? Meaning, like, he can say like, oh my God, this girl is super pretty. I think she's super smart.
Yeah.
But anything beyond that, like a crush has like an emotional attachment to it. In my opinion, this is my opinion only. And that's where I think I draw the line, essentially.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not really emotional per se. I would say it's more hormonal, really. I don't even think it's like.
So you would have, wait, sorry. Then what does hormonal mean? Sorry, I immediately thought of sex. Probably not, but.
No, I don't think about sex with other people. It's more like hormonal in the sense that it's, yeah, exciting. It's new. Sometimes I even get crushes on like strangers in the tram. You know, it's not even like someone I really know. But yeah, like, I think it's actually very normal and human healthy. So, all that matters is really that you also admit it to yourself, especially if you're also going through something similar, and admit it to your partner so that they know what's going on, and you know, like, just like anything, it's something that you can deal with.
That's true. But no crushes from my side, sorry.
Yeah, I know. That's why I said it's something that you have never experienced.
No.
So is that what you thought it was?
No, but it's close. But it's something about attraction, but not in that way. I don't know how else to explain it.
Okay.
Because I think you have very you like people's minds a lot. Like you get attracted with intellect. Quite a lot. Like so getting like when you talk to people and kind of get to know them a little bit, you kind of admire. Maybe that's what I'm trying to say. You easily admire people. Which is not bad, but so
yeah.
Which then for you translates to crush.
Yeah, but I mean the more like I said, the more I spoke to people about it and even spoke to Alessio about it, the more I realized that it is more common than I think it is. To like also have crush is the best way I can describe it. Like if I were single, it could be very well possible that I would make out with this person, you know?
Yeah.
Like that's.
And has it ever been like that ever since you started dating?
Did I ever make out with anyone?
No. Like, have you had crushes? Or is this like more of a, hey, we've been together for so long, so I'm not as, how do you say, head over heels. You're the love of my, you are here.
No, it
before,
was since the beginning.
Yeah.
Even before I met Alessio.
Yeah. Really. Yeah. Makes sense. Yeah. But maybe ask me again in 10 years. Maybe it's different.
No, knowing you, no. It's not gonna, no. You're not that kind of person. I am that kind of person. So I think it's also very different. Last for me was, I think also I have a tendency to be an escapist. When I say escapist, in my younger years, when I have difficult emotions, like going out, going with friends, getting drunk, going to parties. And when I got older, it was traveling, going to different places, meeting new people, having conversations with strangers, trying new things, etc. And so there is a sense of escapism that gets triggered in me when I have difficult situations or difficult emotions. So there also have been times that I just feel like I just want to escape the relationship, but not escape. It's never gotten to that point where I'm like, I want to leave, I want to break up, but just like, I need, you know, I can't be here or I can't stay here. So I think, again, not a lot of people would take that well. Because yeah, obviously, who wants to hear that you want to break from like not the relationship, but just like the
Situation
overall
or
situation. But it's also like, like going away for a few days, or that I would daydream of that, like, or that I would daydream that I need a weekend in the future to just like figure my shit out. So it's not so much like gearing towards a breakup per se, but it does get triggered in me that I want to act out in a way, or that I want to leave, either physically or mentally. And again, I bring it up and then we talk through it, and then usually it's okay after. But I think the fact that I'm even thinking of it, I thought was taboo and unsafe. So like the fact that I can even talk about it in this way, in a healthy way, it makes me also, again, accept more that this is who I am and these are my feelings, and that I have these tendencies. So, yeah. Are you shocked? You look shocked.
No, that I know. I wouldn't think of the words escapism, but I do remember one time where we just met each other because you were annoyed, or that you and Alessio had a fight, sorry. And then you called me up and like, let's meet up because Alessio and I had a fight. So I remember
I don't
moments
even
like that.
remember that.
It was in you were already in Gramercy and I was in cable car with a friend. Do you remember? And then you just called me and like, blah blah blah. Alessio is annoying. Whatever. I can tell you the reason. I can still remember the reason.
I
And
do not
then,
remember this
and
at all.
then I was just like, yeah, I'm in cable car with a friend. If you want to join, then feel free. And
Was this
then
after your ex?
I can't remember anymore. I think it's before. It was very
Oh,
early
okay.
stages. Very early stages. Yeah,
Yeah.
and I thought it
Okay.
was like. I mean, it is, everybody can do whatever they want in their relationship. So it just kind of clicked right now when you told me. So not really a shock, but I kind of had moments where it did happen before.
You mean moments where you saw it happen to me?
So
Huh.
all good.
And I would also guess that this is something that you would never deal with.
I think it depends on how big the situation is. Because for me, then it's going to be more circumstantial, not like overall general relationship thing. But when I have so much anger in me, I tend to walk out of the situation. You know me, I'm very confrontational in general. I'm not scared to say what's on my mind. But when I know I'm so angry that I know nothing nice or nothing sensible will come out of my mouth, I tend to just walk out. And that's usually when it's too intense, too much pain, too much emotion, then I tend to go out. But it rarely happens anymore. So yeah. So not similar as you, I would think. Yeah. It's more of like intense situations. Yeah. But yeah, I tend to want to talk about it right now.
Oh, me too, me too.
But yeah,
Yeah.
if it's a lot of anger, I tend to pause because I'm trying to manage my anger, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, after I revealed my three taboo behaviors, did anything come to mind for you?
Yeah, but more of a question, really. Like, it's more of, was there anything? Like, how did this come about in general?
What?
Like all of these things. Like, where did the escapism come from? Was it something coming from your childhoods or something. I'm just wondering how did you process it essentially?
Process it with Alessio?
Process it for yourself. I mean, I guess you need to self-reflect for you to put these things into words, right? Yeah, so I guess where did it come from and how was your journey in figuring that out?
That's a long-ass question with a long-ass answer. But let me try to summarize it in two sentences. Wow.
Grabe naman, two sentences. 2 minutes is fine.
So I think that it's overall my restlessness, right?
Like, okay.
Wanting to escape, wanting to, or feeling attracted to someone else, like seeing that there are other options, for example, or being bored of the relationship. I think it all sums down to restlessness. So, yeah, and that's the way it manifests for me. And my restlessness is always also not just in my relationship, but with every other thing, that when things are too intense, I just, yeah, wanna leave or wanna like daydream or wanna like, you know, distract. So, it definitely probably does come from, you know, maybe having escaping from feelings when I was a teenager, and then my outlet was always like friends or going out. So I think that's probably why I don't think that it I think there's definitely a sense of nature as well. Like, I was probably naturally like that. Because I see it with Santi also, my son. He's always like, he needs to be stimulated. He needs to like do something different. And so I think there is definitely, you know, a part of me that was always like that. But yeah.
Yeah. Restlessness is your number one quality, no?
It is. Thank you.
Not
quality, my number one toxic quality. Just to
I'm
be
trying
clear.
To be nice. I was trying to be, you know, neutral.
Yeah. I think for you it manifests really differently.
With
it's
me.
Not the same. It's not the same kind of restlessness that I have.
No.
For you it's more like, yeah, not being able to stay still essentially and like do nothing. Which is also me, but
Yeah.
But
your next
in a
level.
Different
that's
way.
what that's exactly what it is. Yeah. You're just, yeah, it manifests to you in all areas of your life, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think for
that's
me,
why that's I think that's also why I have too many friends.
I don't want to say, but thanks for bringing that up. Yes, you have a lot of friends.
No, that's also why, like, because I always need like new inputs, new conversations. That's why I like get to know so many different people, and
yeah.
It's something that I enjoy, but at the same time, it's not easy to manage a lot of friendships.
But I wanted to say, like, in your defense, though, you are very good at managing friendships. I have very little, and I already have a hard time managing them. So you are very good at managing relationships. So. Good job, Roxy. So at least you're not just, you know, picking friends and then kicking them out of your life when you're bored. So at least not
no,
that I know.
I don't kick out people. Like I said, it's just a tendency.
Yeah. So that's what I mean. Like, even if you like meeting new people, you actually build a relationship with them. So it's not just you get restless and bored with them and like, bye. It's like, yeah, oh, this is interesting. Let's keep it this way. Whatever. Yeah. So good job.
So do you I was gonna say, like, could you survive in a relationship with me?
No, for sure not. I think I don't know. Like, there's so many things as well like this. Like, I think also with my sister, for instance, like, it's nothing against you, or like, I would never live with my sister, but I love her dearly. So I just feel like we're just totally different people, you know? And I think we're
Wait,
so good at being business partners and friends.
It's because It's because I, so it has nothing to do with the things I said today.
I mean, of course, but that's who you are though. So yes, it says it's because of all of those things.
I said, can you be in a relationship with me? Not can you live with me?
Yeah, okay. Sorry, Roxy, but that's for me the same in general. Like, I cannot be in a relationship with you. Is that clear enough?
I think I'm going to have to come back to this conversation.
And then, Roxy, imagine when we argue, I would scream. You would hate me forever. So we cannot.
Yeah, I don't know. I think we'll find a way.
No. No,
you know,
I cannot.
It's just like every other relationship, person, friendship. I think like as long as you can communicate and figure it out. Like,
no, but then it boils down to compatibility, Roxy. Like in relationship.
No, I don't agree with that at all.
That you can just work on everything in a relationship and it will be fine. That's what you believe.
What I'm trying to say is if you both have the base, like maturity and healthy communication issues, that compatibility can definitely be a result of like love as well and trying to build that. You don't have to be compatible first. Of course, it's like good if you have that, like at more chances at the beginning, but I also think you and I are compatible in a lot of ways that me and Alessio, for example, aren't compatible in. And if you have like that base, yeah, ability to like talk through things, then everything is workable.
I still think we can't be in a relationship.
And yeah, I unfortunately think that it's just because I don't have a dick. So
that's also true. But I don't know. Like if I could just imagine that if you tell me you're bored in a relationship that we're in. I mean, depends when you say it. Because I don't know, but I also get restless sometimes. So I guess for me, that's fine. I'll have to think about it. I'll get back to you if I'm ready to be in a relationship with you.
I know, like I've made this a personal mission to convince you that this can happen.
I don't know. Yeah, what was the first one that you said?
Yeah, the
about
thing.
Crushes. No, the crushes. Yeah, I don't know. I see that I don't. Well, not unless you act on it. No, even then.
I don't act on it. That's the thing.
Yeah, of course not. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't know how I would feel still, because I'm thinking about it in my relationship now. And if he tells me like, "Oh, I have a crush on this girl," I'm just like, "Mm-hmm." Yes. What should we talk about? Yeah, so I'm not prepared to be in a relationship with you. Sorry, that was the bottom line.
Okay, I guess it's gonna take a while. That's okay.
It's gonna take more years of friendship.
No, I don't think it's gonna take more years of friendship. I think it's gonna take more of like openness to other possibilities.
To crushes.
And clearly it's from your side, not from my side. So
Roxy, if you think about all the taboos in my brain, then you will also have to adjust to that.
Yeah, of course. I'm also saying like you the best result is if you can be open about who you are and you can be yourself, and same for me. And that's all you can really ask for.
That's amazing. I will try to be open.
This episode has gotten so chaotic. Where I feel like we did get the bread.
We did get the bread. Yeah, thanks for getting the breads. And I apologize if I didn't catch it or something when you threw it at me.
I know.
Yeah.
I'll eat this piece of bread by myself.
It's not rice, that's why. So you're just too European for me, Roxy, I think.
I don't even eat bread.
Okay. Okay. Roxy.
Okay. Bye. Thank you.
Bye. Thank you.
Thank you so much for taking the time out to listen. If you made it this far, you probably enjoyed it. So we hope you can click the subscribe button on Spotify or Apple so you don't miss our next episode. And don't forget to leave a rating and review right now. Doing this helps us reach more people and help them unlearn their limiting beliefs. Make sure you also tag us at Unlearning With Us on social media so that we can see your feelings and pat you on the back for chasing that self-growth.